from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Reverend Bobby James Smith, age 43 at the time of this interview.
My connection to Homestead is through the Mon Valley Initiative, which is a community development corporation. I am the workforce development specialist and financial coach there. We service residents all over the Mon Valley, from Clarendon to West Newton and Monessen, and we help them to find jobs. I am a member of Unity Baptist Church in Braddock and ordained clergy myself for about 22 years. And so this has been the area and surrounding areas that I have done most of my ministry. I am a product and native of Newark, New Jersey, which is a very much urban city, actually plagued by much of the devastation that the Mon Valley has faced since the steel mill has closed. My parents saw a need to try to build up so that I might have a leg up in my education. And so they worked hard. They sacrificed a lot, and they afforded me a lot of opportunities that I might not have had being in some neighborhoods that some of my friends were in, who saw nothing but poverty around them, violence around them. The biggest goal that I had growing up is I wanted to be a computer technologist or a lawyer. I didn't meet those goals because one day when I was 12, I received a call from the Lord to serve him in ministry. And that has overshadowed my life from then until now. So I didn't get a chance to meet those other goals, but I'm happy with the goals that I'm currently meeting. I went to Science High School and I graduated and went to Upsala College. I graduated from seminary with my master's in divinity last year. And, you know, I'm happy about that. So right now, that's probably one of my greatest achievements. Being a larger man has always been a struggle for me. Because of that, I didn't always make the right choices in life because the choices I made reflected how I felt. No one really understood how to encourage my self-esteem. I had a very difficult time overcoming it and letting my best self shine through. It marginalized me. It took me from the group that was popular and accepted, and it shifted me all the way to the group of people who really didn't exist and matter. And so early on, music was my outlet. I watched public television a lot. So my mind was open and I became attached to words, how to communicate, how to get the thoughts out of your head and the people's hearts. So words are very, very important to me. I was in the Lincoln Douglas debate team. So I went around the northeast part of the country, like Harvard, Yale, upstate New York, Stuyvesant, and we did Lincoln Douglas debate. That was my outlet, you know, because I wasn't socially popular or anything like that. That's how I dealt with my struggles in life. It's taken me all these years to learn to be comfortable with the skin that you're in. But don't be afraid to change the things that you can change. And even with my physical appearance and my weight, I am constantly working on it. I definitely say that my faith in Jesus Christ has inspired me to be a better person. And not just my faith and just going to church and reading my scriptures and having a relationship with God, but interacting with people and seeing who I was. We all think we know who we are. Oh, I'll never do that, or I'll never say that, or I'll never be that. Now that I understand that, I want to be a person who stays on top of who they are, because one choice and one decision could make the difference between you being them and them being you. Don't be scared to be the best you, because if you are the best you, then you're going to pursue everything with excellence. And so no matter where you end up, whether you get to the highest heights or you reach the middle, or if you reached a little bit less, a little bit lower, what you get is going to be excellent, because you were the best you when you reached for it. Sometimes we're unforgiving when people try to give advice. We never feel like people understand where we are, what we're going through, and what's bothering us. And guess what? They don't have to know all of those things. You just have to eat the meat and spit out the bones. But a lot of times we're too proud to even eat the meat because it's got a bone.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Darnell Youngblood, Damon Ross, and Alon Rutledge. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.